Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and here's our producer and engineer, Stephen the Man Sheldon.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Very good. We had a very good telethon. Thanks to everybody who helped us with that. Mm-hmm. You helped me.
Yep. I was down there.
You showed up.
Did my little part every year.
I like that. That was nice. Oh, good. Thank God. You know, people are always shocked when they see you.
Why?
Like somebody said to me, I can't believe that's him.
That's him? Why? Are they horrified or pleased?
They were expecting a much younger man.
Oh.
They said, I don't mean to insult you. I mean, the same thing for me, pal. But I mean, I said, how could he be much younger if we've been doing the show together for 30 years?
Right. You know, how much like, younger? Well,
how much younger could he be? What he start
you know,
doing the show?
5 years, when he, right. maybe, you know.
I mean, did he start the show when he was 5 years old? You know, he's 35 now? So, no, just a little surprised. I said, well, don't be surprised. That's
you
how
know,
it goes, man.
This is what it is.
This
you know?
Is life, right?
I'm getting old, but I'm not growing up.
No, you don't have to do that. Exactly right, as our friend says. That's important. And then, yeah, happy for you, Sheldon, because you're kind of getting into a new area now, working in a new job.
New job.
Good for you.
New things, new
I like
endeavors.
That.
So it's kind of
fun.
Totally different. So, yeah, it's very exciting. Scary and exciting
I'm
at the
glad
same
for you.
Time.
I'm glad for you. This is a good thing. You know, all those changes are good things. And I think in our lives, we all look for meaning. We try to figure out, like, what matters in this life. And now and then, we have to make those changes to deepen the sense of that, you know? Like, what do you do? You know, I think Sheldon's a good example of that. Saying, you know what, I'm not too afraid to jump ship and do something new in my life, right? That's a good thing. And I think there's something kind of exciting about that. You know, these new beginnings that are always there and help us to develop, like, kind of a place in this world where God has put us. That's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock, kind of the meaning in our life. Like, where do we find that meaning? You know, and it can be a little overwhelming, but that's where we are. To start us off, this is Billy Joel. It's called The River of Dreams.
In the middle of the night.
Billy Joel, River of Dreams. You know, in our lives, I think we get to that spiritual moment. You know, this song kind of talks about I've never been a spiritual man, but I found, baptized by fire, found myself in the promised land. You know, in our lives, yeah, sometimes even faith grows in our lives dramatically. You know, you say, well, yeah, back when I was, you know, in my 20s or whatever, maybe I wasn't so religious. Now I'm really religious. You know, there's something about that I think that's kind of important in our lives. It's never too late to find faith, right? Because I think it's part of our lives. It's there in all of our lives. It's about enacting it. You know, it's about allowing it to happen in our lives. It really is truly a gift, right? When it explodes and we really have faith in our lives, because it gives meaning to the stuff in life that we can't explain, love and even brokenness, all of that stuff. But I think in our lives, we have to allow it to happen, you know, and that's about opening ourselves up to whatever God has in store in our lives. One way or another, we are going to get through it all. You know, I have that sign in my office. I look at it every single day, and it says, it's a simple thing. It just says, it's going to be okay. I got it from a friend of mine when he was going away, and he said to me, it's going to be okay. I'm going to give you a sign of that. And that's so true. It's going to be okay. God gives us those signs all the time. And the reality is, if we can see that in our lives, in the river of dreams, you know, we're going to develop that gift of faith, and that's going to help us so much in our lives. Kind of important. Hey, here's Steely Dan. This is called Pretzel Logic.
The man gave me the news. He said, you must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes? Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know.
pretzel logic. Well, in our lives, you know, we kind of look for really empirical ways to grow, right? So we want logic, you know, in our lives. You think about it, you know, like when we want to kind of find meaning, we say, well, I did this, I did this, I did this, so this should be happening. And that doesn't always go like that, right? Our lives don't always go as we may plan them out to be. And if you're a person who likes everything planned out, it's difficult when life offers surprises, right? God puts surprises in our lives all the time, and it's about how we deal with the surprises, how we look at the surprises that really recognize that, you know, in our lives. I can remember when I was a kid, I had a great aunt and uncle who used to kind of take a drive out every now and then and show up on a Sunday. And like, I remember my mother and father scrambling when these people would show up at the door and say, why are they here? They didn't call. Why didn't they call us ahead of time? You know, trying to find enough food for them, trying to, you know, make another seat at the table for them. Those things can kind of set us off, right? But in our lives, we have to be prepared for the surprises. How do you prepare for a surprise? I think it's just about being open for it, right? And say, well, you know what? Whatever God puts in my way today, somehow or another will be a sign, you know, a sign of something good. Even if it's not good, it'll get to be good eventually. And I think that happens in our life. Even the bad things get to be good things eventually because we learn a little bit about it. I can think of that even my mother's own sickness, like how difficult that was and how hard those years were when she had Alzheimer's disease. But at the same time, you know what? Now, so many people talk to me who have parents who have Alzheimer's disease, and I feel comfortable talking to them. And I say, well, God, you know what? At least that horrible moment of my life has turned around into something that's meaningful because I can help other people with it now. So I think that happens in all of our lives with addiction, with other stuff that's tough. Sometimes it gets turned around and it becomes a way in which we can inspire others. So God's using us all the time. And that's kind of that bump in the road that we're called to be wary of, but also be welcoming of in a sense when it does show up. Here's Jackson Browne. This is called Running on Empty. Well, you can only do so much in your life as far as putting out. And so sometimes we have to take in. And that's all of that charging up. This song always reminds me about that. That in our lives, you know, like the battery on the phone only lasts so long before it's out, you know. And I think that happens in our life, too. You got to kind of look at our bodies and our minds and our souls and say, yeah, we go that low power danger mode, you know. And I think that's important in our lives to be able to refuel ourselves. Prayer helps us to refuel, right? Kind of being quiet sometimes helps us to refuel. And even sleep and exercise, all of that stuff helps us to refuel. So we have to be very aware of ourselves, even spiritually, and say, yeah, you know, it's been a while since I've been kind of at peace with myself. I have to find that in my life. I have to be able to recognize, yeah, I need to rediscover, you know, all of this in my life. That's an important component of who we are. And that's part of like not running on empty, because people who run on empty eventually just wear out. So in our lives, you don't want to just be an empty shell. You know, we want to be able to discover meaning in our lives, continue to discover meaning. So we need to feed ourselves with reading, with prayer, with reflection, and with silence even, because that stuff helps us to grow and helps us to be refueled. Here's Bob Seger. This is called Against the Wind.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that against the wind. We were young and strong. We were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past, and I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. Found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about paying or even how much I owe. Moving 8 miles a minute for months at a time, breaking all myself, searching for shelter again and again. Against the wind, little something against the wind, I found myself seeking shelter again. Well, I- running against the wind.
Against the wind.
I'm still running.
Against the wind.
I'm still running against the wind.
Against the wind.
Still running.
Against the wind.
Running against the wind. Running against the wind.
Against the wind.
See the young man run.
Against the wind.
Watch the young man run.
Against the wind.
Watch the young man run in.
Against the wind.
I'll be running against the wind.
Against the wind.
Let the cowboys ride.
Against the wind.
I know people for whom life truly is against the wind, and there's a saying that somebody said to me one time that really touches my heart, and it kind of means a lot too. You know, you sail with the wind you have, and I think there's something about that in our lives that we have to be aware of. You know, we have to really recognize that in our lives, you know, sometimes that happens, right? We do sail with the wind we have, and sometimes we really are against the wind. You know, sometimes life is tough, but we still, you know, kind of go on. We still continue to live, and I think that's part of faith. Like, faith kind of gets us through, but sometimes it is the desert, right? And we have to walk through the desert, but we carry our faith with us, and that's what helps us so much. So if it's a tough time for you right now, if you're going through a lot, you know, if something's not going the way you want it to go, if a lot of things are not going the way you want them to go, you know, you're against the wind. But that doesn't mean God's not with you. That doesn't mean you're not walking right next to God, right through the desert. And the promise is you'll get to the oasis, you know, somehow or another. We get to the other side, and we always do. But it's about recognizing that we need that strength to kind of make that move and recognize the power of continuing on, the power of perseverance that makes a huge difference in our lives. Here's Led Zeppelin. This is called Ramble On.
In the darkest depths of Mordor. But Gollum and the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
I'm at Senior Jim Vlahan. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about searching for meaning today. Yeah, you know, ramble on in our lives. That's another part of it, too. This life does ramble on at different points. You know, I was speaking to somebody the other day who's 93 years old. So I said, 93? I said, that's amazing. And he said to me, yeah, and it goes really fast, Monsignor. And I said, it goes fast? He said, well, 70 to 80 flew. He goes, but then I thought that was the quickest ever. He goes, but then 80 to 90 was even quicker. And he said to me, and now it's going even faster. And I was like, oh boy, that's unbelievable. Like, you want to hang on a little bit. But I guess that's how life goes. I think about, you know, the simple things of our lives. You know, when we, in the summertime, for example, summer was forever when we were little kids, right? And then as you get older, it becomes a lot quicker. I guess time does travel a little quicker as we mature and get older and have so many more things in our heads, you know? And that's why I think it's important to have a good prayer life, because I think we need God in our lives to help us as life speeds on by, you know, that we can recognize the power of God in our life. Where did I talk to this man? I talked to him in church. He goes to church every day. There's something kind of good about that, you know, to be able to place ourselves in such a way where you say, yeah, you know what, this is going to matter to me, and this is going to be a priority in my life. You know, this, looking for meaning, yeah, prayer is going to be something very meaningful to me. Going to church is going to be something very meaningful to me. And that's kind of a cool thing, you know, to recognize that, yeah, there's a lot of people who go to church every day, believe it or not. Lots of people in cities and lots of people in suburbs who do it every single day of the week. There's something beautiful about that rhythm, because it kind of gives a deep meaning. Now, if you can't do that and you can't get that done, well, there's something we could do every day. We could pray every day. We could begin our day with a prayer. I have a friend who puts her feet on the floor every morning. She said, when I put my feet on the floor, I say, thank God every day. There's something beautiful about that, you know, because we get that gift and we can kind of center ourselves around that, kind of change everything a little bit as life rambles on. Here's Genesis. It's called That's All. I find turning the page is important in our lives, too, right? In our lives, some point or another, you have to take a look at something and say, okay, I'm turning the page on this. That's a great spiritual moment, too, when you can do that. You know, take a great disappointment. Take even a great joy and say, okay, I can't just wallow in this joy forever. I can't just wallow in this moment forever. I have to turn the page. You know, and I think there's something beautiful about that. It's about somebody who wins a big, you know, football game and in high school, and they're the champions and all of that stuff. Okay, that's great. It's awesome. But you do turn the page in life, right? That won't be you when you're 45. There's something about turning pages that are good because it helps us to deepen meaning in our lives. It helps us to grow. And God wants us to kind of develop victory and loss in our life so that we can recognize His presence in the everyday of our lives. Hey, here's Squeeze. This is called Pulling Muscles from the Shell.
They do it down on campus and they do it at my feet. Pulling muscles from a shell.
you know, not every moment of life is seminal, right? Not every moment of life is a big, giant turning point. Most of our lives have a chunk of just ordinary time, you know? And that's why even in the life of the church, we have ordinary time, Lent, Advent, because a bunch of our life is ordinary time. That's the biggest time of the year. That's the time of year I love the most, because I think that's where God works in the everyday of our lives. You know, the simple stuff of life, the getting up and the going to work and coming home, that makes a big difference. So how we live those everyday moments makes a huge difference in our lives. And that's something important to recognize, because that gives us meaning for the everyday of our lives, which matters so much. You know, people ask me all the time, what's your favorite Beatles album? And then I'll say Rubber Soul, and I'll think, well, I also like Sgt. Pepper, and I also like Abbey Road. Oh, gee, I also like Revolver. So I don't think I'll ever have a favorite. I love them all, but this is from Rubber Soul, one of my favorites, Nowhere Man.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're.
There are nowhere people, and those are kind of sad people, right? The people who don't have roots, they don't have the groundedness. And I pray for people like that all the time, you know? Sometimes you see them, they're those empty shells. Sometimes you see them, they're people who have just lost their way. How can we help them? What can we do? Well, prayer is a beginning, but also, you know, we can have those actions, right? The volunteer spirit, the things we can do to kind of make somebody else's life better. Sometimes it's about working in a soup kitchen. Sometimes it's about working in an outreach center. Ways in which we can touch other people's lives who have gotten lost, because somehow or another in our life, we got found. You know, maybe we can help find somebody else. That's that search for meaning that God calls us to help other people. Here's the boss, Bruce Springsteen, Blinded by the Light.
Summer with a teenage diplomat in the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round with this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing. The Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hat shot was in for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. If some flesh-bound mascot was tired.
buckshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band. And she was blinded by a light.
Sometimes life can be a little blinding, you know, and I think in our lives we need vision. We need a sense of vision to kind of see a little bit beyond ourselves, and that helps create the pathway for us. In all of our lives, we're searching, right? We're searching for that pathway, and I think prayer helps us to kind of get that. I think, you know, there's no GPS for how you live your life, right? You can't plug anything in. But ultimately, when we pray, ultimately when we spend a little time thinking and reflecting, things begin to show themselves. You know, light begins to come, and we maybe get to the next corner. And there's something good about that. You know, not all of us are going to run the whole race in 1 minute, but I think it's about recognizing that, yeah, I can get a little bit further. I can walk a little bit further down the road, and that can help us. So we need to pray for that vision, that light that helps us to grow. And I think there's something very, very important about that in our lives, to be brave enough to pray for the vision we need to kind of find that meaning in our lives and do what God has called us to do. Here's the Moody Blues, "I Know You're Out There Somewhere."
I know you're out there somewhere. Somehow, and somehow I'll return again. The mist is lifting.
I can see the way. And I've left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like thunder in the air. 'Cause the promise that we made each other haunts me to the end. I know you're out there somewhere, searching for in everyone I meet. And the times I've been mistaken, it's impossible to say. And the grass is growing underneath our feet.
In the darkness, I'll be there. My arms will close.
protect you with the truth. I know you're out there somewhere.
Just a few weeks ago, the world said goodbye to Ray Thomas, who played the flute and all kinds of instruments for the Moody Blues, one of the founding guys. You know, interesting, that's part of meaning. You know, what is going to be your legacy? What is the thing you want to leave behind that's going to be the thing people remember forever? You know, like Ray Thomas, these guys, they're going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame finally, but it's going to be songs like Nights in White Satin, I Know You're Out There Somewhere. You know, that's the legacy in a way. That music will live on way beyond them. Well, what happens in our life, you know? It's going to be our kids, it's going to be our kids' kids, and they're going to talk about us. What are those great stories? Hopefully it's great and beautiful stories that we've reflected on in our lives. That's the meaning about sharing the best of us and the best of this world so that we leave that legacy of love all around us. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the man who's searching for a pencil right now, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.